from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
We can erase it from the FCC.
Afternoons on the Score.
10 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. A dream 30 years in the making.
Yeah!
Is a reality.
Oh!
The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley is coming home. You always will have a place in South Florida. Oh, my God.
The Panthers have won the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah!
I hadn't heard that. That's a great call.
Florida Panthers local radio.
That's
celebrating
fun.
The Stanley Cup final.
That's fun.
Incredibly, the Edmonton Oilers came back and forced a game 7 after being down 3-0.
Yep.
And the category, Danny, that's way too tough for categories, but I found myself thinking about this morning, is players from the losing team who have won the MVP in either the series or the championship game in the 4 major sports. Because Connor McDavid, not Connor McDoink, very, very different person.
Yeah.
Connor McKnight. Connor McDavid won the Conn Smythe Trophy as the Stanley Cup playoffs MVP.
2:00, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Connor McKnight.
Got his own name wrong.
It's an incredible moment.
It really is.
Well, there's no way to know who
I'm
you
Connor
are.
McDoing.
I thought he should have gotten the TV job.
Who am I?
I'm Connor McDoing.
I'm Connor McKnight.
I'm Connor McDoing.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Who put a question mark on the prompter?
So, the high profile
one, obviously, maybe the most famous one, right? Jerry West.
Jerry West is the only NBA player to win Finals MVP on the losing team.
Yep. And side note, just sidebar here. I saw Barstool Big Cat put it out there, but I had the same thought last night when it was announced. I just didn't put it on Twitter, so I will credit him. What do you do with the trophy? It's a big trophy. That's not like a plaque. It's not a medal. It's not a ring. You don't put it in a drawer. Like the Conn Smythe Trophy is a trophy case trophy. You celebrating it? Like if you're Connor McDavid, or do you just like have to like give that to your parents?
No,
I don't know that I could have it in the house.
I think it's
like a reminder of not winning the Stanley Cup.
Because here's the thing. It's not just for the Stanley Cup final. It's for the entirety of the playoffs.
I know, but it would still be a reminder that you didn't win the cup.
Yeah. He had 8 goals and 34 assists, 42 points in 25 games.
Set the assist record, right?
For a single postseason.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I mean, he's one of the greatest hockey players ever. He's great.
So here's my question, and there's others in the NHL who've done it. I believe he's the 6th, Jean-Sebastien Giguère of the Anaheim Mighty Ducks in 2003. Ron Hextall, I remember that happening when the 87 Flyers lost in the Stanley Cup final to the Gretzky Oilers, and everybody's like, this rookie goalie was outrageous.
Yeah.
He almost beat the Oilers. He didn't, but let's give him the award. Reggie Leach of the Flyers, Glenn Hall of the Blues in 68, and Roger Crozier, not Roger Bozard, but Roger Crozier for the 1966 Red Wings. So it could happen again in the NHL because it's for the entirety of the playoffs.
Right.
I don't know if it's ever going to happen again in the Super Bowl where it's only happened one time. Chuck Howley, the 1971 Super Bowl, the Cowboys lost to the Baltimore Colts. But he had 2 interceptions in a game that has since been dubbed the Blunder Bowl. Chuck Howley is the only one. And
the one when it should have happened in the NBA recently.
Yes, you know.
Is LeBron.
LeBron James.
Against the Warriors.
He led.
Led both teams in all 5 statistical categories. Points, rebounds, assists, blocks, steals. And they gave it to Iguodala.
Because Iguodala held him.
Kind of guarded him well in a few games.
LeBron James led all players in all 5 categories.
Yeah. Yeah, against a super team.
Yes.
Yeah.
And right. And so he didn't win it.
And he didn't win it. So LeBron should have won that finals MVP if they were going to give it to Iguodala. If they would have given it to Steph Curry, I would have understood. But giving it to Iguodala was completely ridiculous.
It's happened once in the World Series. Bobby Richardson of the Yankees in 1960 won World Series Most Valuable Player. He's the only one on a losing team. So I don't think it's ever going to happen in baseball. I don't think it's ever going to happen again in the NBA.
I mean, if LeBron didn't get it, it's hard to imagine. Super Bowl.
It's hard to imagine that too. To me, there's like, it's become a thing where it feels, it's an assumption that it's on the winning team, you know, that it has to be on the winning team.
So what's the scenario? So a Super Bowl scenario would have to be a very weird set of circumstances. Like if you played a game that was high scoring, like Chiefs Eagles, Mahomes had an amazing game. But if Mahomes didn't, like if they scored a special teams touchdown, a passing touchdown, a rushing touchdown, mm-hmm. and scored on a trick play or something like that, and then Jalen Hurts had 300 yards passing, 3 rushing touchdowns, and a passing touchdown, but he was on the losing team. Like, you know, one quarterback has 300 yards and 4 touchdowns,
sure,
but the winning team, they have 5 touchdowns from 5 different people.
Sure, and there's two fumble recovery touchdowns or something like that.
By two different players.
By non-quarterbacks, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that I could see a quarterback on a losing team doing it in a very particular
scenario.
Yeah, very particular.
I mean, MLB, if somebody threw a perfect game and won another game in a World Series.
A perfect game.
Right? Or a no-hitter. I mean, a texter correctly points out the National League Championship Series in 1986. Mike Scott of the Astros and his little file that he had to scuff down the baseballs. He won the NLCS MVP even as the Mets won the series and moved on to the World Series. So a dominant pitching performance in a losing cause, conceivable.
Tough, though. Tough.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're only going to get so many appearances. So like you contributed to 2 wins as a starting pitcher in a series that you lost.
Yeah.
In 6 or 7.
So it's just,
I actually don't think that's enough.
Mm.
Because assuming it would be 2, right? I mean, maybe if one pitcher... If one of them is a perfect game or a no-hitter, or if one pitcher had 3 great appearances, you know, series went 7.
They lost 4-3, and one guy pitched really well 3 times.
Well, it's like that Royals-Giants World Series from a few years back. Madison Bumgarner wins it, right? But what if they lose that game?
What if they lose game 7? Yeah. Bumgarner should have won and probably would have won. That's a good point. He was ridiculous in that game, in that series. And yeah, because started, came out of the bullpen. Yeah, that's a good one. Bumgarner would have been close.
Yeah.
And that's probably would have won it.
So congrats to Connor McDoink. And I don't know that we'll ever see it. We'll see it again in the NHL.
We'll definitely see it again in the NHL.
But I don't believe that we'll see it in the other 3 major sports.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. So you think McDavid, because he didn't come out for the trophy. They announced him. He got booed.
Look, that's a very personal, choice and a personal moment. I mean, you get to define that
to the ice.
You have to define that however you want.
Stop.
I mean, in modern life, I mean, doing it for the trophy, whatever. It's up to him. But no, he did not. To your point.
I don't even know what my point was anymore.
Good.
I'm just saying. I wonder.
Then I've done my job.
Do you think he was happy?
Connor McDavid?
Do you think Connor McDavid is informed you won the Conn Smythe? Something that he probably dreamed about his entire life, a culmination.
No, I don't think he's happy.
When he gets that news, he's not happy.
No, of course not. But middle of the night, hey, I played pretty well.
Do you think he's happy today?
Today? No, not happy, but he holds on to it. There's a point of pride in there.
So you think he
wants... What surgery does he need? I assume he needs like 3 different surgeries because that's how hockey players work.
All right, better
he will
way
not to... be happy until it's time for the next contract, and he can use that as...
You know, win the Conn Smythe.
Yeah. All right, you're saying he wanted to win the Conn Smythe. Like, he wants to win it, even though he lost.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know his soul. I have no idea.
I would.
End of the career, is he happy he has it?
Yes.
Probably yes.
Yes.
You think so? End of the career, he's happy
if there's no other cup?
It looks good. Yeah, it looks good on the Hall of Fame resume to have one of those.
That guy's a Hall of Famer. But, that is how it's measured, the all-time greatness. But if he Guy doesn't have a cup, though, man. Like, if he's defined by that, if he's Barkley.
Oh, God.
I think that ages really well. Like, if he's on a track for the Hall of Fame, but if people are like, damn, remember when he won Conn Smythe and they lost? That's how good this guy was.
Yeah. Yes, and the assist record is impressive.
The assist record is incredibly impressive, and he's one of those guys who's been thought of as a potential for the greatest player in the league, that one of the greatest all time, like those kind of things, and he delivered on that promise to the best of his abilities in these playoffs, so respect.
We'll put a bow on this thing, Parker, and speak on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.